1077 WTVL, The Pulse.
Everything you feel and what you see, the freshness of the breeze, our mountains and our trees are history. Building towers to the sky, an insult to the eye. We don't want to lose what we have to greedy men. Sell what you don't own, our forests and our homes. How can you put a price tag on what we have left?
Atta Girls with What We Have Left, a portion of that song. As Bulldog Live continues here on The Pulse at 1-866-823-1077. Brian at BrianTilton.com. By the way, a couple of members of the Atta Girls crew are behind the Northern Trespass documentary, which will be shown at the Franklin Opera House in next weekend, actually, the 21st, and that will be just $5 admission to get into that. So you can go check that out at 7 p.m., and there will be a question and answer session with the producers after the film. So if you have not seen it at the two Concord showings of it or at the premiere in Plymouth, then you can certainly head to Franklin, to the Franklin Opera House, 7 p.m. on September 21st. Tom Mullen, the owner of the Owl's Nest Resort and Golf Club in Campton, whose business has been heavily impacted by just the proposal of the Northern Pass Project. We have about five more minutes remaining in this hour to chat with him. And Tom, we've covered quite a few things here. You've got something else you want to touch on today.
Well, it's two more things, and I'll go quickly, Brian. First of all, on behalf of everybody who's mounted an opposition to this Northern Pass project, we want to thank you personally and 107.7 The Pulse for dedicating as much time and effort and thought as you have to fighting this project on behalf of everybody in the state of New Hampshire. We thank you very, very much. Well,
thank appreciate you, too. I appreciate hearing that.
Okay. Another fable that we've heard mouthed many, many times by the people from Northern Pass is how much more expensive it would be to do this project underground than it would overhead, that it would cost 10 times more to go underground. But they don't finish that sentence. What they're really saying is that it would be 10 times more expensive to put it underground in their right-of-way, coming down through the mountains and the wetlands and the steep slopes and the ledgy areas, mm-hmm. than it would be otherwise. But they don't tell you that they could easily put it underground along state-owned rights-of-way. We feel very certain the state would cooperate with them, either highways or railroad right-of-ways. And in fact, when you look at the numbers don't lie. The project over in Vermont called the Champlain-Hudson Power Express will go 333 miles south from the border down all the way to New York, underground or underwater the whole way, at a burial cost of $5.4 million per mile. Now, remember that the Northern Pass is quoting that its overhead costs will be $4.7 million a mile. So the difference is negligible. The Northeast Energy Link, which is coming down through Maine, 230 miles of underground HVDC transmission lines, can be buried at 6.5 per mile. The real truth comes out when you take the new numbers that Northern Pass is talking about, which is $1.4 billion, which includes 8 miles of underground through some of the North Country towns. 188 miles would be $7.4 million per mile. So they're actually their numbers don't add up. They haven't added up from the beginning. So it's just a fable that it costs more to go underground. It depends on where you're putting the underground lines and what sort of digging you have to go through.
Well, exactly. And we talk about already softened corridors like Interstate 93, like the abandoned railroad beds and so on. And in fact, the Northeast Energy Link that you mentioned, part of that would come through New Hampshire.
That's correct. And right down 95.
Exactly. Underground. So you wouldn't have the visual impact along there either.
That's correct.
So it can be done, and you look at those numbers, and other states are looking at undergrounding. Connecticut's looking at undergrounding in sensitive areas.
Not only are they looking at it, this is now a state law that all new transmission lines have to be buried.
Yeah, there you go. And even New Jersey is looking at starting to underground some of these things. And, oh boy, you want to talk about what's happened to them with overhead lines. Well, Tom, it's been a pleasure having you in here today. And good luck in the fight that's ahead. You also are part of an organization, too, fighting Northern Pass.
Oh, sure. You mean the Alliance Against Northern Pass?
I sure do.
I have my good friend George right here with me today. He's a hero of this whole program. And Heather, of course, couldn't be here today, but she sends her regards to you. And
oh, good.
Heather
McLean. Hi, Heather.
I hope she's listening. And all the other people that have been supporting us.
Very good. What's the website for that, Alliance Against Northern Pass?
NoNorthernPass.org.
All right. Very good, Tom. We'll see you at the public scoping meetings coming up beginning September 23rd in Concord at the Grapponi Conference Center from 6 to 9 p.m. The next night in Plymouth, the next night in Whitefield, and the next night in Colebrook. Go to the Northern Pass page at BrianTilton.com, and you'll get all the details right there. The second hour of Bulldog Live continues after NBC News. Pro Gun Fridays with attorney Evan Appin from Pro Gun New Hampshire on The Pulse.